Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
I'm Howard Feldman. A very good morning to you. We were talking about mask mandates. Where are we with that? And is it time, like the UK, that we started to let go of the requirement to wear face masks? Joining us this morning, Professor Shabir Mahdi. He's a vaccinologist at the University of Witwatersrand. Good morning, Professor. Thanks for joining us once again. How are you doing?
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
So where are we with this? Because surely the government needs to keep up with what's happening around the world, what people are doing in any event. Otherwise, you can have all the laws you want. If nobody's listening to them, they become a bit pointless.
Okay, it's not about keeping up with the rest of the world. It's just about being calculated in regard to the regulations that are still current. And basically looking at the science and knowing where we are in this pandemic. And where we are in this pandemic is a very different phase compared with where we were a year ago, when certainly things such as masking as well as limitations on indoor gatherings was very much needed. So this time around, where we are is that a vast majority of the population, more than 75%,
right,
have now got immunity which protects them against severe disease and death. That immunity might not work too well in protecting against infection, but it does a tremendous job in protecting against severe disease and death. And we can even do better if more people are vaccinated, especially people above the age of 50. So that's a starting point. Now, what we did observe with the Omicron wave is that this is a variant that is much more transmissible. And in fact, the wearing of the average material type of mask, a surgical type of mask, especially when that mask doesn't have a tight seal around the entire face, doesn't do much in protecting an individual from being infected, unfortunately. If you're really wanting to prevent being infected by using a mask, you would need to be using what we refer to as the N95 or KN95 mask, which are in extreme short supply and extremely expensive, and probably beyond the reach of the majority of South Africans, unless government was doing what the United States is wanting to do and provide it for free. So when people are wearing masks that are sort of loosely draped across the face, it's doing pretty much absolutely nothing, either in preventing a person from being infected or avoiding a person actually spreading the virus in the atmosphere. And at the end of the day, we're in a very different phase of this pandemic, so we need to relook not just the masking regulations, but a number of other regulations which are very obsolete.
So in terms of everything that you're saying, that really the masks that we are wearing don't give us the protection that we need, where we are in the phase of the pandemic, what should we be doing now?
Well, the most important thing we need to do is continue getting vaccinated, and especially people above the age of 50 more so, but also other individuals, including people that have been previously infected. People that have been previously infected, when they have a single dose of vaccine, they have what we refer to as hybrid immunity, which is much more potent than even two doses of vaccine in someone that hasn't been previously infected. And they would be protected not only against severe disease, but also mild infection. But the focus now is no longer about trying to prevent infection. The focus is to maximize protection against severe disease and death. Now, in addition to that, what the data also currently shows is that there's another syndrome known as long COVID, which basically means symptoms continue for more than 28 days, and some individuals for a year. And the frequency or the probability of that occurring after being infected also includes when people have mild infection. But you can reduce that likelihood by getting vaccinated again. So the sole focus in South Africa needs to be working out how we get as many people vaccinated. And when it comes to people above the age of 50, government needs to remove all of the hurdles, which is preventing people from accessing a third dose of vaccine. So it's about vaccine, and ventilation. Ventilation is a key component to minimize rapid spread of the virus, especially when in indoor spaces.
And when you talk about hurdles to vaccines, one of the hurdles that I know that people have approached us on is the fact that if you've had the Johnson, you can't go and get the Pfizer, for example.
Yeah, that's another unnecessary hurdle which government has got in place, which is absolutely not needed. And government has got the ability to actually put into place measures to actually afford people the opportunity of getting the Pfizer dose as a booster dose. And that combination, starting with Johnson & Johnson, followed by Pfizer, is much better than two doses of Johnson & Johnson, or even two doses of Pfizer for that matter. So it's really unfortunate that government is stagnating when it's supposed to be acting, and rather just keeping in place measures which have got pretty little value at this phase of the pandemic in doing what is most important, and that is protecting people against severe disease and death.
We do get the sense that government isn't as active as they were or as on top of this as they were, because we haven't seen really, we had that announcement early December, which I thought, or middle of December, where quarantine periods were being reduced. It was quite a courageous step forward, and then they retracted that. And since then, we've really seen very, very little, or we've had very little guidance.
Yeah, unfortunately, government seems to be handicapped by its own State of Disaster Act. Because much of the regulations that were formulated in that recommendation to do away with quarantine and contact tracing goes against some regulation apparently that exists in the National Disaster Act. So that becomes a source of problem. And it goes beyond the issue of just quarantine and contact tracing. Right now, the schools are not allowed to operate fully. The universities are not allowed to operate fully because government has got in place regulations which, again, are completely obsolete and not required at this point in time, again, under the National Disaster Act. So government needs to pretty much get a wake-up call in terms of where we are and understand that we can't continue living under code red all the time for the rest of our life, essentially, at the space of trying to revise regulations which simply are obsolete.
Is there any sense that they are going to get a bit more of a grip on this?
Well, I think government needs to speak to that.
They do, and we certainly need to hold them to task on that and find out when these things are going to be changing. In terms of the actual wearing of masks, and I'm not asking you, obviously, our policy is we can disagree with the law, but you've still got to adhere to it because the law is the law. But in an ideal world, what would you advise government to do with regard to masks?
So people that really need to wear masks are people that are at high risk of developing severe disease and dying, and more so if they're inadequately ventilated, and especially when they're in indoor spaces. So, and more so when there's a surge of the virus and infections are taking place. Right now, we have very little virus circulating in Gauteng, as an example. It's very little value to be wearing a mask, even if indoors, if people are vaccinated. So it needs to now come down more to an individual level where they need to assess their own risk. And people know what medical conditions they've got, whether they would be at risk of developing severe disease, even if they're vaccinated sometime. And those individuals then need to use the proper mask. And those are the KN95 or the N95 mask. So if they want to have added protection over and above vaccines, and vaccine remains the first line of defense. But if you want to have added protection over and above vaccines, then those individuals, especially when, like I mentioned, they're in indoor, poorly ventilated spaces, they would be well advised to be wearing those type of masks when there's an increase in amount of infections taking place.
All right, and I think that is a very, very sound, very, very sound advice. Professor Shabir Mahdi, vaccinologist at the University of Witwatersrand, talking to us about whether South Africans should let go of the face mask.